Well, welcome here again, guys. Thank you, worship team. New Year's is kind of a funny time in our calendar, isn't it? It's a time when many people, we start to think about the last year and we reflect on what happened and we start to think about the year ahead. And there's a lot of cultural pressure, isn't there, to come up with some good resolutions, isn't there? So I spent some time this week reflecting on my life, and I came up with a New Year's resolution that I felt like I could do that this year, and that'll be good, because in the past, you know, you make New Year's resolutions. Sometimes you do them, sometimes you don't. So my New Year's resolution this year is to, is to finish my chapstick. And I don't know about you guys, but when I read, I didn't find that myself. I did search online for that that one there. But when I read that, I thought, that's hilarious, because I went to my office desk and I pulled out two chapsticks. And then I went to my car and I pulled out another chapstick. And then I went home and by my night table, I found two more chapsticks. And I just need to finish one of these things this year, and it'll be a good year, because I don't need to buy any more chapstick. Well, New Year's, it's a time where we really think about our year, and we want to make the best out of the next year. And so I was reflecting, like I said, and so what do we do when we reflect and we want the answers to life? We do a Google search. And I put it in Google and said, how to live the best year in 2017. And one of the first results on there was an astrologer's report about how to live the best 2017. You have to wear a certain color on New Year's Eve. And I just thought, what? That's just crazy. So how do we live the best 2017 possible? If you believe in Jesus, how do we live the best year possible? Well, this morning, I want to remind us of some key biblical truths that'll help us live the best 2017 possible. Because when we want to know the answers, we don't need to go to Google. We don't need to finish our chapstick. We need to go to the Bible, God's Word to us. So that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to go to the Word. And this morning, if you have a Bible this morning, we're going to turn to the book of Ephesians. And if you want, there's a Bible in front of you in the pews, and you could turn to page 812 in the pew Bible. And so this morning, I'm gonna set my chapstick aside here. It's going to get in the way. I'll get those after. Got to finish them this year. So we're in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 17 to 24, and I'll go ahead and read those out. I'll just make sure everyone's got their digital device or their Bible ready. Verse 17, instructions for Christian living. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity. They are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life that you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Let's take a minute to pray. Heavenly Father, as we look to this next year, we invite you to speak. We invite your truth to speak. We invite your word to speak to us this morning, Jesus. God, we thank you for the opportunity to gather, and we pray that your truth be proclaimed, that your spirit would be moving amongst us to renew us, to make us into your image in 2017. In your name, amen. Well, to experience the very best year possible, here is a reminder this morning to put off the old self, to be renewed in the attitude of your mind, and put on the new self created to be like Jesus. This is what God wants for us in 2017. Well, let's unpack this text this morning. First, this is the letter of Ephesians. So the Apostle Paul, he is writing to the church in Ephesus. It's a group of churches. And if you're wondering, where is Ephesus today? Think of the Mediterranean Sea area. Go over to Greece and head a bit west, and you hit modern-day Turkey. Ephesus is a city on the port there. And Paul is writing to this group of churches. It's kind of a general letter. He's just giving them some overview of God's amazing salvation plan. This letter speaks of a God who's poured his love and favor on his people, on us. And it's a reminder to be thankful to God for his mercy and his goodness. Church, we have a great God, and he's got a great plan. You see, Jesus is the heart of God's plan. We're rescued by Jesus. We don't have to put ourselves together. God comes and rescues us. God brings us into a relationship with him. God makes us new in his image. It's a good plan centered on Jesus, a plan to make all things new. Have you ever done some house renovations or a big construction project? Well, the first thing you need to go to is the blueprints, which kind of sets the design for the construction project. In a way, the book of Ephesians, it's kind of like the Apostle Paul detailing this amazing blueprint of God's plan. It's a plan to bring people from spiritual death to spiritual life. It's a plan to reconcile all people together. It's a plan to build a new kind of community, a community marked by love and hope and peace that is found in Jesus. It's a plan for a new way of life. So how do we live this new life that God gives us? How do we live this Jesus-shaped life? Well, the Apostle Paul, he gives us some instructions. So let's look first at verses 17 to 19 in the text. Verse 17, so I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. You see, Paul is writing this letter to people who had little or no knowledge of Jewish traditions and customs. These were what they call the Gentiles. In the Old Testament, God had worked among a people group. He had worked... I trust it's not a sign or something. Maybe this one's got to go off. I'll leave it there. In the Old Testament, God had worked with a people group. He had chosen Israel to be his people, to be holy and blameless. And in the Old Testament, there was this great divide before Jesus came. There was God's chosen people, and there was everybody else. There was the Gentiles. There was a great divide. There was God's chosen people, and there was everybody else. But then Jesus came and broke down the walls of separation. God united all people to him. So when Paul is saying, live no longer like the Gentiles do, he's talking about people who didn't grow up in that Jewish tradition. He's talking about people that are not familiar with the ways of the Judaism, with Israel. And so when we look at the Bible today, that's much like us today. We didn't grow up in Israel. We didn't grow up with these customs. But by God's grace, we have come to know him through Jesus. And by God's grace, the Ephesians had come to know the good news of God's salvation, the good news of God's message. And so Paul, he wants to make the point clear to them. Live no longer as the Gentiles do. Live no longer as the people around you, because you have been set free in Jesus. You have made a new life in him. live no longer as the Gentiles do. And so Paul, he uses some direct and intense kind of words to describe the people that are not following Jesus. He says in verse 17, futility of thinking. It's thinking that's not effective. It's thinking that doesn't bring about the best result. There's hardening of hearts. You know, it's this idea that something once was moldable and now has turned to stone. Verse 19, Paul says, given over to impurity. You know, it's this idea that your skin has become so calloused that you don't feel anything at all. When I was a teenager in my high school years, I spent my summer times doing construction, working on construction jobs. And it was always a shock going from school where you're being academic and then you're put on the tools and you're working hard. And at the start of the summer, my poor man hands, right? They're very supple. But then by the end of the summer, they're all calloused and I couldn't feel anything. I could swing hammers, carry lumber. This is the same idea that Paul is saying, is that life apart from God, if you continue on that direction, your heart becomes hard and calloused to him. Paul is saying, live no longer as the Gentiles do. How about you this morning? Have you had a season, or are you in a season, maybe where your heart is feeling pretty calloused to God? Are you in that season now? You know, as we move away from God, the life that we experience becomes smaller and smaller. You know, the Bible is saying that as we move away from God, our morals become more and more bankrupt. You know, I was thinking about some of the relationships and the friendships I have. I enjoy walking with all kinds of people in all kinds of parts of life, believers and non-believers. I have relationships in all kinds of different areas of life. And you know, I was thinking about some of my people I know, and this does describe some of them that are on that journey away from God, and their life is just going that way, and it's getting harder and harder and harder, their hearts. But then I thought of some other people in my neighborhood, and I thought, you know, I don't know, does this text really describe some of my friends in my neighborhood that don't know Jesus? And so here's another way of thinking about this truth that's in this verse, and this is important. I want you to get this morning. What Paul is saying is that apart from Jesus, there's no power in you to achieve your ideal. Apart from Jesus, there's no power in you to achieve your ideal. What that means is without Jesus, whatever you think is the best way of life will never really satisfy. Apart from God, whatever you think is the best way of life, it'll never bring you what you want it to bring you. This is what the Gentiles do, chasing after ideals or goals that will never satisfy. You know, in 21st century Kelowna, this is a bit of our anthem. Our anthem is my way of life. Whatever I choose, to be, will make me happy. But will it? The Bible says otherwise. Live no longer as the Gentiles do. So let's get specific. What does this mean for us today? What does this mean for us today? What traps might we fall into? What way of life might we chase as believers that's more like the people around us rather than the life that God is calling us to? Well, I thought of a few quick examples. First is when you post something on social media, for all you Facebook, Instagram users, myself included in this, do you get overly excited when you get a lot of likes on your post? Or maybe you get really discouraged when not a lot of people like what you post. Perhaps God is calling you to find your approval in him instead of social media. Or maybe you've had a conversation recently with someone and you realize that you actually make a lot more money than they do. And that made you feel really good. Perhaps God is calling you to find your value in him. Or maybe today you're struggling with your body shape or body size. You've even maybe thought of plastic surgery, things like that. God is calling you to find your sense of self-worth in Him. Or maybe in conversations, you just have this urge that you always need to speak, you always need to voice your opinion, you always have to put your voice out there so that your voice is always heard. Maybe God is calling you to rest in Him today. Live no longer as the Gentiles do. God is saying, I have a better life for you than that. Let 2017 be filled with this new life. Well, let's move on this morning. Let's look at verses 20 to 21. It says, that, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. Well, do you ever notice that the Apostle Paul, sometimes he likes to write these tongue twisters? What he's saying here is, learned the way of Christ, we heard about Christ, we were taught in Him, the truth is in Him. When we unpack these key words, learned the way of Christ, Paul is saying, you heard about Christ, you were taught in Jesus with the truth that is in Jesus. And so what Paul is saying to the Ephesians is that, guys, I brought you through the school of Jesus, the school that was Jesus, the school where we taught the curriculum of Jesus, the school where we learned how to put on Jesus in everything and embrace the truth. You see, for Paul, everything is about Jesus. We learn about Jesus. We hear Jesus speaking. Even today, you can hear Jesus speaking. We teach Jesus. The truth is in Jesus. You know, what I love about my relationship with God and Jesus is that I don't need to follow a set of rules. I can really throw out a set of rules, because when I want to know what's true, when I want to know what's right, I can go to Jesus. The Bible says Jesus is the truth, the way, the life. It's the thing that makes Christianity different than anything else. We don't need to follow a set of rules. We follow a person. We have a relationship with Him. We follow Jesus, and He guides us. And so Paul, he's reminding the Ephesians of these lessons that he would have taught them through the school of Jesus, remembering who they are, that they're God's sons and daughters when they believe in Him. Children of the King as believers. Well, MCA Church, do you remember what it was like to be in high school? Maybe for some of you that was a long time ago, but I went to Kelowna Secondary School, and I think we even have my grad picture here. There you go. I don't know if you noticed, but I don't think I've aged a day in the 15 years since high school. That was a different era, a different time, and that phase of my life, I was living as the Gentiles do, much unlike today where I follow God and make it about Him. But you can go back to the next slide there, Paul. So thinking about school, you know, when I went to KSS, I was a graduate of KSS, Kelowna Secondary School, in 2002. And, you know, when I went to that school, everything was about KSS. My life was about the school, the sports, everything was about the sports and the academics. You know, you wear the school colors, you wear yellow and black, and you cheer with your mascot, which is an owl. It's a weird mascot. And then if someone came from a different school and came to your school, you would say, no, we act like KSS now. We go to KSS. You're not RSS. That was our arch rival. But, you know, we are part of KSS. This is what we do. This is who we are. This was our identity. Key word. You see, when I went to KSS, everything was about KSS. And now here's the bridge. Catch this. When you believe in Jesus, everything should be about Jesus. When I believed in Jesus, everything was about Jesus. That's the new identity. That's the new person. That's the new person that I am. And so for Paul, everything is about Jesus. how we act, how we live, what we say, what we do, how we relate to each other. It's centered in Jesus. And so Paul is reminding us today of the truth. Our life is now about him. To live the best 2017 possible, make your life about Jesus. Get to know him. Get to know him. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. So let's move on. Let's go back to the text. Let's look at verses 22 to 24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and true holiness. Big idea number three this morning, to live the best year possible, be renewed in the attitude of your mind. Put on Christ in everything. Well, let's go back to this idea of school that I was talking about. And I imagine that Paul and his team would be meeting with people in Ephesus when he was there and explaining the biblical truths that he had learned. And I imagine that he was maybe meeting with some people who were just coming to like genuine faith and understanding of Jesus and what he is and who he is and what he had done. And I imagine that Paul would just be so excited. He'd be maybe meeting with them over dinner and just corresponding and modeling his life and showing them Jesus and teaching about Jesus. And Paul would explain these basic truths, which are so important for us today. Paul would say, guys, when you turn from your old way of life and you turn to Jesus and you put your faith in him, guys, guess what? You become a new creation. God makes you new. And you know what? When you put your faith in Jesus, God takes your life and he puts it in Jesus so that your life is in him. And what that means is that when God looks at you, he loves you. He approves of you. He's welcomed you into his family. God loves all people. And I imagine the Apostle Paul saying to these people who are just kind of coming to an understanding of Jesus, saying, guys, here's the most important thing. Because you've thrown off that old way of life and you're now putting your trust in Jesus, keep doing that. Keep throwing off that old way of life and turning to Jesus. You're made new. You're a new creation. Don't live as the Gentiles do, but be renewed. Be renewed in the attitude of your minds. Your thinking must change. The narratives in your head must change. Throw off the old ways. Throw off the old behavior. You know, this attitude is a funny word, isn't it? I often, my wife and I think, oh, my kids have an attitude today. But what is this word attitude? It's a manner. It's a disposition, a feeling, a position or orientation. So Paul is saying the trajectory of your life is one of renewal. God has made you new. Continue in that process of renewal. Well, people of MCA Church, are you ready for 2017? Will you be renewed in the attitude of your minds this year? To live the best year possible, be renewed in the attitude of your mind. Put off the old self, put on the new self. Well, one quick story that illustrates this well is that a good friend of mine spent some time in prison this past year. And he was relating to us when he got out what life was like in prison. And it's very much you got to conform, you got to fall in line. And every day, he said, you get your new outfit. It's the same color every day. You get the red trousers, you get the red shirt. You go to sleep, you wake up the next day, red trousers, red shirt. You wear the same thing every day. You have to fall in line. You get one choice for shoes. You get white sneakers. No selection, just white sneakers. That's what you get to wear every day. You have to fall into that. You have to kind of conform. You follow the rules. There's no choice. And so when my wife and I, we went to pick up our friend as he was being released and being freed. And one of the funny things that he said to us when he got out of jail was, he's like, I can wear whatever clothes I want now. I don't have to wear red anymore. And to this day, I don't think he wears red at all. So that's a good thing. But friends, this is our life in Christ. God has broken the chains. God has set you free from your old ways. And God is leading you into new life. You see, God has given you the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which is in you when you believe, which is renewing you from the inside out. God has made you a new creation. And the Holy Spirit is working to renew you. Participate in this process. You know, how silly would it be for my friend after being released if he still wore his red prison outfit, red shirt, red trousers, and walked around? It wouldn't make any sense. You're free. You can wear any clothes you like now. So how do we participate in this renewal process? Here are some quick ways that you can participate in this renewal process. For me, I'm in a group every week where we ask two questions. What is Jesus saying to you this week? And what do you need to do about it? And it's amazing as we discuss this and think about these questions all week, God brings things to our attention that we need to throw off and things that we need to put on. For everyone here today, if you're interested, we have our ministry groups called Empower Groups. These are groups that meet together to basically do this, be renewed in the attitude of our minds, to put off the old self, to put on the new self. I encourage you this year, consider joining a group. There's different groups. There's groups that meet at homes. There's groups that meet at the church. There's men's groups, women's groups, different groups. Please talk to us if you want to help to get connected. Second, I can recommend a simple book. It's called Choosing to Learn from Life. And it's about paying attention to the moments in your life where God is speaking to you, where God is speaking to you to be renewed in his image. And lastly, if you really want to know the will of God for your life, will you consider reading the Bible every day this year? You know, there's lots of tools to help you do this. You can get a one-year Bible. You can get the Daily Bread devotional. I personally follow a Moravian daily text. Every day I get a section of the New Testament, a psalm or proverb, and part of the Old Testament. So every day my mind can be renewed in Jesus. The Bible is God's word to us. Will you pick it up? Will you get to know him in 2017? It's the only way to live the best 2017. Possible. Well, I want to invite the worship team back up to the stage. And MCA Church, know that God has incredible plans for you in 2017. God is calling you to be who you are. You are a new creation in Christ. You are sons and daughters of the God Most High. And your daddy in heaven, he loves you. He loves all his children. And not only that, but our dad in heaven, he's the king. He's the king of the universe. And he's never too busy to talk to any of his children. And this morning, if you're not sure about Jesus or not sure where you're at, or maybe you're not following Jesus, this morning, would you investigate Jesus? That's my best advice for you. Investigate Jesus. And the best way to learn about Jesus is to pick up a Bible and just turn to the New Testament, maybe the Gospel of John or Mark or Luke, and just start learning, who is this Jesus? Who is this person? Because following him is the best way to make the best year possible. Thank you, church.